Next clause then we're going to look at is to accept the consequences of all my decisions and behaviors. I understand that it doesn't matter if the consequences are reasonable or just. Just as I have chosen to engage in the behavior, others have the choice of how they will respond. I am responsible for my actions and choices. There's a level to which that's self-explanatory, but the key thing actually I want you to hear, when I do the feedback to clients after the extensive history taken, there's something about things that went into the child that now becomes the adult, into the child's template, that set them up with a script that might lead them on to do sex, porn, love, addiction. And that can feel unfair because they had no choice as to the things which got into their template as they were evolving and developing. And that might have actually had catastrophic problems in setting them up for developing sex, love, porn, addiction behaviors. But the important thing is they do not look at childhood as the scapegoat. They do not look at others as scapegoats that set them up with the problems. That they do not fail to take responsibility of the fact that, but I became an adult. And as an adult, I have responsibility for my choices. I have responsibility for my good choices. I have responsibilities for my poor choices. The decisions to act out were your decisions, are your decisions. The choices that you make in this recovery program not to act out and therefore lead into your sobriety are good, positive choices, and you alone benefit from the good outcomes from those good choices. That is important that you acknowledge that and you realize you are responsible for your choices. Make good choices from here on in. The next one is to keep mindful that my partner is imperfect and deserves understanding and patience, that she will make mistakes, some in direct contradiction to what is healthy. Your partner is likely someone who is suffering trauma from the revelations of what they have now learned. It is really traumatic for a female partner to learn of porn, love, sex addiction behaviors from someone they are in love with and has invested their life into and had no idea or little idea. The revelations can lead to trauma, can lead to post-traumatic stress disorder at that level. And I truly have many female partners that have and are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Therefore, it is important that you recognize they are on a journey of recovery as well. And some of the decisions that they take may seem really odd and peculiar. In fact, they may seem to blow hot and cold on different days. One minute you're in good relationships, getting on really well, and the next minute it's like a switch is flipped and they change and they want to bite your head off. That's something about the grief loss cycle. They are going through the highs and lows of recovering from trauma. The brain is trying to help them to recover. There will be bad days for them, there will be better days for them. But recovering from trauma takes time. That's why I offer EMDR, eye movement, desensitization, reprocessing, in order to help with the process of the brain recovering from trauma, processing trauma. It works, and it's really difficult to explain how it works. We just see it working repeatedly in people's lives, even though for decades they've suffered from the effects of the past traumatic behaviors that they have experienced. The last clause is to respect and maintain my partner's boundaries. There's something about a female partner may want to set some boundaries around her interaction with you. That is right. She's feeling the pain of the discovery, and there may be some, maybe intimacies, maybe a desire to be in a separate room, space. She needs to have the right to make some decisions about the boundaries that are right for her. Again, I help many female partners in talking through the types of boundaries that may be right for them.